Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's me again. I thank you at least 1,000 times this morning. I want to thank you again because you've done something else. You allowed me to speak with a voice. You allowed me to move my hands and feet. You're so ultra awesome. You are our ultra awesome God.
Excellent.
Thank you for the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for all things that you do for us, for blessing us, for beautifying us with the meek, with the salvation. The meek. Salvation, breathing on us, God, for cheering us when we were sad, for lifting our bowed down heads, for cleaning up your people from sin and shame. Lord, I want to thank you for caring for us and for your compassion when others don't know what that is. You have compassion in the name of Jesus for creating in us a clean heart, for delivering us, for defending us, for drawing us nearer and closer to Thee. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your Emancipation Proclamation through the Holy Ghost, who set us free, for endowing us with power. Thank you for your encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah, God. You, God, you are the only true and living God. We just love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. God, we covet your hand touch. We covet your moving in our spirit. We covet, Lord, the anointing. Because your anointing,
destroys
the yoke. And we thank you for it. Bless on this prayer line today. Bless every person. Don't let them leave the same way they came. Unify us. Unite us together. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for your wonderful hand touch. We'll bind the enemy that comes against us. All right, we cast him out. And we thank you because that is done. Bless your holy name. Now, Lord, touch the people. Don't let them leave the same way they came. I pray again. And I pray that you lift every heavy burden and lighten every load.
Yes.
God, some of the things that people have been asking on the prayer line, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we're going to reap it if we faint not. They're going to happen if we faint not. They come in the past. Thank you, because you healed the 10 lepers. But it didn't happen right there with you. It happened as they went to show themselves to the priest. Took a while to get there. But God, they saw that they were healed. They saw that the miracle had happened. Let the people see that they're healed. Let the people see that the miracle has happened. Even in the area of finance, let the people see that the miracles have happened. Now, God, we love you and we thank you. Forgive us for all sin. We dare not approach you without asking. Forgive us for all sin of omission. The things that we should have done that we haven't done. And the sins of commission. The things that we did that we shouldn't have done. And the sins, Lord, even those who have trespassed against us, help us to forgive everything. We want a clean heart. And we want you, Lord, to move in our souls and our minds. Now, Lord, we got up early this morning and thank you that 1,000 times. Let some miracle happen here on the prayer line, I pray. Oh,
yes.
If you not ask it, shall it be done, and the request that you ask shall be answered. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless. Bless those who come to us on the blog to listen worldwide.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want to thank Ambassador Hagen, God. Thank you for moving on our heart to do that. Look on our, all of our bishops, all of our superintendents, elders, pastors, and friends.
Yes, Lord.
Look on all those who join us on the prayer line. In the name of, oh, Jesus, I pray. Thank you for your hand touch.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because you're in the room right now. And God, we're giving you praise and adoration.
Oh, God.
Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you on this prayer line. God is so multitudinous. Yeah, he's multitudinous. He moves everywhere all around this world and has the power to touch people all over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning. Good morning to you and to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless all of you. God bless you.
I want you to open your line because one of the things on our prayer line that we have originated is that we want to thank him at 6 o'clock in the morning, openly, openly. Amen. God visits us. He visits us because of that praise. That's one of the reasons why he visits us, because that praise that's going up to him. He inhabits praise parties. You won't find him at pity parties. Amen. But if you got a praise, all in area code, every area code, whatever your area code is, I want you, in just a moment, when I say praise check, that is the time for you to open up and give him your praise. One of the things the Lord gave to me, the praise check, praising God. See what level your praise is on. I hope you got a high praise today. Some of y'all at 6 o'clock in the morning, seem like you can't get your mouth open. You want everybody to praise God for you. But I don't want nobody to praise God for me. I want to praise him for myself. If these hold their peace, the rocks will even cry out. What you got for them this morning? I want to know, what do you have for them this morning? What kind of praise do you have for them this morning? Has it been good to you? Do you realize how good he has been to you? Let's praise the Lord this morning. God bless all of you. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to your holy name. Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Lord, we praise you.
Name.
Don't wait so long. Don't
thank
be the last
you.
One.
We lift you up this morning, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Glory,
God.
Thank
you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
My
every evil spirit that comes in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for all
things. Thank you, thank
God.
You.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
What about you in 8? Oh, what about you in 7-2?
Thank you.
How about you in 9-2?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
6-1-6.
Thank God. Thank
God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Destroy.
Lord, the Holy Ghost come against you, Satan. My God, my King.
so much.
Thank you. Oh, God,
Johnson, I hear your voice. I want to ask you to greet us this morning, would you please? Amen. Greet us. Amen.
God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you. God give honor to God this morning. Honor to our leaders, Dr. Johnson and our first lady, Betty, and to all of the people of God that's on this line. I praise and magnify the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul. I thank God for hallelujah. Gave me a good night's rest. And, oh, my God, the Lord is so good to me. And I'm honoring the Lord this morning. The enemy is working, but God is blessing. The enemy is messing, but God is blessing. And I thank God, praise the Lord. I won't give up. I can't give up. There's no time to give up. Oh, but it's time to press our way. Time to give God all the praises and all the thank yous.
Yes.
He brought us, saved us for it, watched us through the night. And I tell you, it's just time to praise the Lord and despite of. I'm just glad because I know the Lord for myself. I know Satan for myself. Oh, Satan works to hinder everybody can. He wants to stop the progress, but God's word is against him. We're standing on the word of God. Oh, my God. We surrender all to him, giving it to the Lord, letting him work it out. God is a good God, and I thank God. Hallelujah. One thing I learned in my lifetime, if we can just only hold our peace and let the Lord fix it, God will fix everything all right. I'm just happy this morning because the Lord is real in my life. I thank God. I will not let the enemy hold me back. Satan is out to hold us back and derail us. He wants to get on another rail, on the wrong rail. But God's word is against him. I ask God to root up and tear down the plans of Satan. Root him up by the root and tear him down in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord. And I know Satan is on this line. But God bind him and cast him out in everything and everywhere. And I praise God for his goodness and his love and kindness and his tender mercy. Thank God for holding his arms around us. Pray for Mother Johnson. Oh, God will always get the glory out of my life.
God bless you. God bless you. It's a wonderful day, and thank God for all of you on the prayer line.
Yes,
amen. We're moving forward. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I preached a sermon some time ago, and it has been true. And the sermon was called A Step Down in Order to Step Up. And I watched that thing, and God moved. I believe the Holy Ghost is saying to me, share some of it with them. Amen. Some time ago, the Lord spoke to my heart and said to me, I want you to watch the heads of people. In other words, watch the top of their heads. And I began to do that, watch the top of their heads. I was at the airport, and I began to watch people and watch the top of their heads. And I said, Lord, I'm doing that. I don't understand what you're trying to show me. He said, I'm trying to show you that in order for people to walk, every person must have a down and up motion, a down and up motion. And I noticed that every time I saw somebody walking, their head, there was a down and up motion, down and up motion. And he showed me they couldn't really walk forward without having a down and up motion, couldn't do it. Without having a down and up motion. In other words, they would step down in order to step up. And then he told me, he said, now I want you to jump. And I said, all right, Lord. So I went into a jump motion and I jumped. And I went higher. And then I tried it again. I jumped again and I went higher. And I jumped again, and I went higher. Then I wanted to jump real high, and I went into that position again to jump, and I jumped real high. And he said, what did you do? And I looked at how I jumped, and I noticed that the further down I went, the higher up I went. The further down I went, higher I could jump. And when I jumped real high, I almost went to the bottom and squatted and jumped high. He said, that's the way life is. I created it. He said, there are down and up motions. You can't be on the mountaintop all the time because your mountaintops will become valleys. You can't be up there all the time. They'll become valleys. You've got to go down in order to come up higher. It gives you incentive to come up higher. Incentive to come up high, yeah. And God said, that's what I want you to see. Look at Peter. Peter saw Jesus, and the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, and Peter said, Lord, if you bid me to come. Jesus said, come. He was in the boat, but in order for him to get on the water, he had to step down out of the boat and got on the water. And then he began to walk on the water. And then he lost sight. Because of the wind and the waves, he began to see those winds and waves and began to sink. But he had enough sense to cry, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter and saved him. Yeah. And when he saved him, notice what he did. He began, as he was down in the water, he was down. But when Jesus reached out his hand, he began to go up, 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 up. Until he came all the way up. Yeah, sometimes in life, you got to step down to step up. I'll give you this example and I'm finished. Never will forget several years ago when the Church of God in Christ asked me to play for the president that was coming to Memphis, Tennessee. Bishop Ford asked me to play for him. And President Clinton was coming to the convocation. And they said, he plays the saxophone. He wants to hear you, Dr. Johnson. We want you to play. And I never forget, I saw the president sit there on the platform with all these dignitaries and bishops and others. And I said to him, I didn't care who he was. I would witness to the president. I said to the president, I said, Mr. President, I said, I know prayer changes things. Because I was born with asthma, and my mother prayed for me, and Aunt Catherine prayed for me. And God began to work in my lungs, and one day when I was playing Amazing Grace, the Holy Spirit came in the room and touched my lungs and healed me of asthma. And now I've come to play it for you, Amazing Grace. And I began to blow Amazing Grace. I stepped up on the platform there and began to play Amazing Grace. When I got to open my eyes, and people were standing all over the auditorium with a standing ovation, and the president was standing. But notice he was weeping. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, Bernard, step down off the platform. And I stepped down off the platform. I was up. Notice I was up on the platform, but I stepped down off the platform. And when I stepped down off the platform, that's when President Clinton stepped forward. He walked over to me and embraced me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. Can I get a strip?
He hugged. Well, the first time he shook my hand. Yeah, he shook my hand and began to tell me that how much he enjoyed me. And he was weeping. I didn't know then why he was weeping, but it was the Holy Ghost. And he shook my hand. And then I went to sit down over there on the platform, and the president beckoned for me again. And I went back again, and he hugged me this time with tears rolling down his face. And said some things to me, invited me to some things. And when I got back to my seat again, the Holy Ghost began to kind of peruse things in my mind, go over things. And I realized then that if I hadn't obeyed the Holy Ghost and stepped down off the platform, the president would have never stepped forward. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't stepped down, the president would never call me back again and hug me. And then a few days later, I noticed one of my sons in the gospel. He was trying to go with me to India and couldn't get a visa. And he went to his congressman and said, I got to get a visa to go to India with Dr. Bernard Johnson. And he showed him my CD. He said, oh, wait a minute, I know that young man. How you know him? He said, because the other day I was in the Oval Office with the president, President Clinton, and I asked him, how your saxophone playing going, President Clinton? He said, it's going pretty good, but wait a minute, I got to show you something. He walked over to the stereo in the the DVD player, whatever it was, in the Oval Office, CD player. And he said, I want to show you something. And he looked and saw a CD, and it was my CD in the Oval Office that the president was playing. And he said, this came to me the other day, and I really love it. And he told the congressman about it. And the congressman told my spiritual son, said, yeah, he was playing Dr. Johnson in the Oval Office the other day, and what a blessing it was to me. But if I hadn't stepped down off the platform, I don't believe that the Holy Ghost would have told me to send him that CD. But I had to step down in order to step up. Some people don't understand that sometimes you have to step down in order to step up. It's a part of going to new heights and to new levels. They don't understand that you can't have a marriage relationship without having some trials and tribulations. You cannot do that without having some time in your life where you go through storms. Storms are a part of what you do. And when you go through them, the Lord blesses you and takes you higher heights and deeper depths. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, let me say this to you on the prayer line. I want you to do something for us. Actually, it's the instructions of the Lord. I want you tomorrow, amen, tomorrow, I want you, my God, the Holy Ghost said now. He said, don't wait till tomorrow. The enemy will try to sift it. I want you to, during the time of the prayer line today, I want you to get off and call somebody and tell them you need to be on the prayer line, for God has a miracle for you. Those are the instructions. Call them and tell them you need to be on the prayer line because God has a miracle for you. Amen. Sometime during the prayer line today. I want to go to some praise reports. Amen. praise the Lord. Praise reports. And I want to ask Sister Mays, are you there? Sister Lily Mays, I want to ask you if you would get those praise reports. Let me know if you're there, Sister Mays, before I move on.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. I am here. I give God all the praise this morning, for he's worthy to be praised. And I just thank him for another day's journey, and I thank him for my family. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Adlai Johnson, and Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Lacey, Dr. Stearns, all of you that are affiliated with the First Fruit Prayer Line. I love all of you, and I will start the praise report. It's just a blessing to be here, and it's an honor to get this praise report. So that is my praise report for today. May, if anyone have a praise report, you may come at this time.
Good morning. I cannot sit and just not say something. I truly give honor to the Lord. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to let you guys know how God works miracles. My mother has been sick for a mighty, mighty long time. She's been in and out of the hospital. She's been in and out of the nursing home. I tell you, I've been traveling along the dangerous highway from Connecticut to North Carolina. But let me tell you something. I never doubted God. I know what God can do. I know God was a healer. Even though it didn't look good, I say God was still healing her body. And I'm here to tell you this morning, my mother is healed. God is still working miracles in her. I tell you, I talked to her yesterday. And I say she is just one happy woman. No, she might not can walk, but let me tell you something. She's in her chair. She's praising God. She's just giving God all the praise and the honor. She never doubted him. Even when they was working on her in the hospital, she was praising God. She was praising God so much they couldn't even hardly work on her. But I just want to tell you, I cannot sit on this morning. God is good. He is just so awesome. I thank him for all the mighty works.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you all.
Thank you.
I thank you. God's praise. He worked it through you all to help me pray for her, to help me praise her. I thank you all again. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you. I tell you, we've been praying for Sister Juanita Moore.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And I want to record these things. Amen. My God. The Lord touched her. And you mean she's out of the hospital? I want to talk to you just.
Yes, sir. She's out of the hospital.
Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
She's out of the hospital.
Yes, she is.
She
says she is.
She's doing great.
She's doing great. And you can't even hardly talk to her because she just constantly keep praising the Lord. I think even her sleep, she just praising God. So I just thank God. Just thank God for all the great work she's done.
That's it right there. My. But you kept the faith. See, that's one of the keys right there. You kept the faith. You kept believing. Go to the hospital and you wouldn't. It didn't look like there was any change, but you just kept believing the Lord. The Lord worked a miracle out.
Amen.
All right, go ahead and get another praise report.
God bless you, Sister Sheila. That is the most, I know, the most best praise report that you can give right now, and I can relate to that. God is a healer. He is a healer. All you have to do is just keep the faith. And I praise God with you and continually for your mother healing. And may anyone else that have a praise report, you may come at this time, please.
Good morning. Good morning, Brother Lawson. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. You can speak. We can hear you.
This is Brother Lawson. Stillwater, Oklahoma, 405 area code. I have a praise report this morning as well as a prayer request. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for letting me see another birthday last month. I made 65, and God is really blessing me. Still having a little problem with my back, but God is a good God. I just thank God for just waking me up this morning, the activities of my limbs. And my prayer request is I'm getting ready to go now. My wife and I, she's having back surgery this morning at 7 o'clock, so we're getting ready to go to the hospital, and I want you to pray for me, Lawson, Chloe Lawson, Rhoda Lawson, my wife. And they said it'd be about 4 or 5 hour back surgery, but you know, God is in the room with us, so we just ask for prayer this morning.
All right, is she there right now with you?
Y'all just keep making the prayers. Okay, God bless you, Mother Johnson. We will. And do we have another praise report, please?
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I just give God all the glory, honor, and praise. I thank the Lord this morning for the saints of God. It just does me good to hear miracles that God has wrought. I know that he's still in the miracle working business. I still remember how he has healed my mother from leukemia and from serious illnesses that happened after the leukemia. But she's 82 years old, and this was just a few years ago. God has healed her body, and I praise God for that. I thank him for where he has brought my husband up to. From a massive stroke, and he's continuing to bless him. I thank God for all the prayers continue to remember us, and I'll remember you all as well. But that was just some good miracle testimonies, and I thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, how many more would you like for me to get?
I'm going to move on here this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, and it's been a privilege and a blessing.
Thank you so much. God bless you.